Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci broadcasting from Mobile, Alabama, site of Saturday's Senior Bowl game. Nathan Zagura back in Northeast Ohio. And we want to tell you, Browns fans, you can secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for the 2014 season today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And speaking of phone numbers, want to hear from you at 216-578-0850. Want those barks from the pound, 216-578-0850. You also tweet us at Browns_daily. We got Megan Rock tweeting about the show, and she'll be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that will be posted later today on ClevelandBrowns.com. Nathan, let's get into what we just heard. I think an outstanding interview with Derek Carr stopping by the set here and what he had to say. Number one, the passion that he brought to the table, and I know you couldn't see it in his eyes, but you could hear it in his voice. There's a genuineness about this kid that I really liked.
Yeah, I just tweeted really right after the interview. I said, Derek Carr was a very humble but confident, focused young man on Browns Daily. I was very impressed with the man we just talked to and followed up with. Carr definitely has an intensity, a focus, and a maturity to him that was palpable during the interview, and I was very impressed. You know, at this point, I had never spoken to him. You see him talk to people, but when you actually get to have a back and forth with somebody, you get a little bit of a sense of them, and I was very impressed with what I heard from Derek Carr right there. We know he's got the arm. There are questions about his transition to a more pro-style offense, questions about how he handles the rush, but I was very impressed with him. He's got the skills. Guys from Adam Kaplan, Rob Rang, et cetera, all down there at the Senior Bowl have said he is head and shoulders above every other quarterback that has been practicing.
Yes.
So I wanted to get your take on that from what you've seen from Carr down there. How impressed with you are you with what he's done on the field thus far?
Well, I'm in full agreement with those who have offered those assessments. Overall, quarterback play's been mostly solid, I think, in practices. Now, he's on the South squad, again, being led by the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Gus Bradley, the head coach there, and he's getting, I think, some very good coaching, as are the other quarterbacks on that team, looking at what he does, the way he just comports himself, the way there's fluidity in his motion, not wasted motion when he sets up. Pretty compact delivery. I like that too. And you don't see like a big windup from the guy. You see him kind of take his steps. He's true to form. And talking with some of the scouts who've looked at him, they agree with what you've been hearing from a media standpoint that he's probably been the most impressive of the quarterbacks here so far, at least on the practice field. But it's not like the other quarterbacks have been unimpressive, Jimmy Garoppolo and some of the others who are here as well, that they've been pretty solid. Taj Boyd, I've heard references to Boyd and Garoppolo kind of having some good passes and some not so good. And keeping in mind, they're working with receivers that they haven't worked with before, that all-star nature of this game definitely has a little bit of that going for it. You're really not getting a full thrust of an ability of timing and chemistry. But if you just judge the guy based on his physical presence, if you judge him on the basis of how quick he's going to make a decision and get the ball out, and I also want to remind you these practices aren't going full throttle. I mean, these are sort of somewhere in the, I don't know, that 50 to 70% range. Some practices a little like faster paced than others. It seemed, for instance, the Falcons were dialing it back, whereas the Jaguars, the South team, the Falcons are coaching the North team. Jaguars with the South team, Nathan, are going at a little brisker pace with things.
Which is probably, you know, maybe not surprising, especially given that they may feel that they have a few more needs and they are up there earlier in the draft, so maybe they're putting these guys through the paces. But you know we've seen some mock drafts for the Browns that have Carr coming the way of the Cleveland Browns with their second first-round pick. And let's not forget, this was a guy at one point many people thought was going to be that fast riser who had a chance to go in the top five. That was a lot of talk during the middle of the season. Struggled, obviously, in his bowl game against USC, which I think could have maybe made a little bit some people a little more cautious about him. But in terms of just physical tools, the ability to throw the football, He has that in spades. It's going to be a matter of how he handles pressure, how he handles the transition to more of a pro-style offense, as it were, under center. But I'll tell you what, as far as the guy, and granted, it was a very brief interview, but he was somebody who exuded confidence, exuded maturity, and exuded a sense of, yes, I absolutely belong here to me in our brief time with him.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I just love the fact that organically, you know, of course, we've got our nice setup here with our big backdrop with the Cleveland Browns Daily Driven by Liberty Ford logo, our big apron here on our set. He sized things up pretty quickly and went right to the,
Cleveland.
I come to Cleveland, man.
Exactly.
I like that. And you know, you could say, well, that's just a guy showing PR savvy. Yeah, that's
fine.
Not a small consideration. Sometimes players don't get it. Sometimes players are just, you know, that just like zips over their head. It didn't with Carr. He immediately engaged on that. And he also knows and recognizes the Browns need a quarterback. So
right. Why
not? There's a job.
There's an opening
for that position. The job is open.
The job Juan is adds. Open and waiting to be taken. And, you know, I think a very strong week for Derek Carr in the Senior Bowl certainly is something that could move him up the boards and put him in contention to be a first-round pick, which I think he is. I think he's kind of, a lot of people seem to think, you know, bottom of the first round for Derek
right.
Carr, but could jump up a little bit above that
yeah.
with a very solid week. Then I'll be interested when we bring Ray Farmer in, the assistant general manager of the Browns, around 145, getting his take on how much can the evaluation of an individual player change this week. How
yeah.
important is it to get that good show? And we'll get a sense of that when he joins us later on here in the program. But, yeah, very impressed with Derek Carr, the guy, in that brief period of time. And obviously glad that you brought up what he's gone through with his son, because I think, you know, when you talk about the maturity that it takes to come into the NFL and to deal with the rigors, the ups and downs, this is somebody who's dealt with it on something that ultimately, at the end of the day, is more important than football. But
sure.
I think it also gives him that resolve to know that he can deal with and come through against any and all adversity.
By the way, you mentioned Ray Farmer, and if you go to ClevelandBrowns.com, our official website, you're going to see a great video with Farmer watching practice with Dustin Fox. Dustin Fox and Farmer spent yesterday watching the North practice over at Lab Peebles Stadium, where Saturday's Senior Bowl will be played, and it's a really great video, a fascinating insight into
yeah.
how a scout watches practice. And, of course, Dustin, a former NFL and collegiate standout himself, played in the NFL and has an understanding of what these all-stars. Now, he had played in the East-West Shrine game. Dustin and I were watching practice yesterday, too. He played in that game, but he's familiar with the all-star atmosphere, what NFL teams are looking for, and he sat with Ray Farmer for a long time, and our cameras, Drew Boatner and Sal LaFada, they captured it and put together a nice, it'll be a series of pieces that you're going to see, but the first is posted on ClevelandBrowns.com. So we're going to have a conversation in a little bit with Ray Farmer. You mentioned that coming up at about, maybe 10 or 12 minutes from now. He'll be on our set here in Mobile, Alabama, the assistant GM of the Browns. We are also going to hear from Mary Kay Cabot right around the 2:15-ish range, maybe a little after 2, from Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer, and get her thoughts on the whole coaching search and where things stand with that now that Adam Gase is out of the running to become head coach of the Browns. Where do things stand? And we'll get into more of that discussion. And again, we want to hear from you. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Tweet us at Browns_daily. That's right. We want those barks and growls from the pound. Vic and Nathan, you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.